The hazy glow of the sunset, coming in through the western window. A complete stillness that sits in the air and forces itself to be known. The memory of your voice ringing in my ears. You never pick up the phone these days.
Thank you. Thank you.
I am flesh wrapped around all things are wet. I am salt water, brim-filled. No weary gulls any longer land to rest on me, even briefly. This reservoir has no outlet, no closing shore. An eternal twilight grazed the waves, awaiting the hush and solace of nights that will never arrive. Bottomless, without fish, the reservoir patiently awaits a current, a cleansing tide, anything that can move its thick and sluggish depth. The echo of invisible bells ripple this surface, doubling themselves as they sound out horizons that are simply not there. There is no raft, no boat, no trusted rope. And so I walk the dry world, liquid skinned, drowning in slow motion, just here, inside myself.
Thank you. Thank you. spraying our names on the trains in silver and black. Then I make my way back across the track. I can always find you wherever you are. There's fire in your eyes in the Miracle Park. I'm on the very last train to wherever. Reckon that I see you sometime like never. Not even in my wildest did I feel that it would go like this. Moving through the air, crazy kind of poet kid.
Oh,
Still send letters, but I know you are dead. I see you wandering the streets when I go back home, and I swear I am never going back. A glance in the trash, a barrel on fire, my hands pass right through you. You wrote from prison, but I couldn't remember how you looked. So the bars became cheekbone, shadow, lash, pressed tightly to your face. Maybe the silence you moved through shaped me. The way a church bell ringing resonates long after the ear ceases to perceive it. The way the waves space themselves until they stop.
Thank you. Jesus.